This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, time now for us to catch up with Liam Arthur and Jackie Bannon. They are opening a food truck with a real difference, offering tasty meals for just $4, can you believe? Let's find out more about it. Liam and Jackie join us on the line now. Morena, good to have you with us.
Morena, Jeff.
Morena. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the germ of the idea. When did this first pop into your head?
So Liam and I have both been thinking about doing an affordable food project since we've known each other. So it's been, you know, over a year or so now where we've been thinking about it and motivated about creating some safe gathering spaces for people and using food as a tool. And we were actually planning to be in Ethiopia right now, starting up a cheese business with some people there. But the civil war there kind of turned Ethiopia upside down and also changed our plans as well. So we moved to New Zealand, got here a little less than 4 months ago, and decided we might as well make this affordable food thing now, or at least start something. Give it a go.
Gosh, how many potential tangents could we follow with that story already? Cheese in Ethiopia, that may be another conversation, but okay. Why is this so important to create this affordable food business at a time when people who are, say, working in hospitality and so forth are struggling in so many other ways themselves just to get their own businesses afloat? Why are you thinking of other people?
Oh, I just think it's important, you know, more and more now is food's becoming so inaccessible to everyone, and you know, there needs to be something done about it. And we've been thinking for a long time that it's actually not impossible to make food inaccessible for accessible for people in New Zealand. So we're like, well, we should just do it, you know. It's just something we feel quite strongly about, and we feel there should be no reason why people can't just sit down and have a good bowl of food in New Zealand, like where there should be plenty of food for everyone.
What about in Otipoti, Dunedin itself? Do you have a sense that there's a particular need for this service right now?
We're not too sure because we chose the place because our family's here, and we think it probably is a idea that people were wanting all over the place at the moment, but I guess we did choose South Dunedin in particular because we're parking up in South Dunedin because I think that's a place where people want affordable food, or there's a particular need for it.
You're calling yourselves the Dunedin Bowling Club. Explain that one for us.
So the concept is we sell $4 meals if you bring your own bowl. Otherwise, if we provide a bowl for you, they're $5. And we actually just added on our menu, we decided we're going to do a kids meal too. So the kids meal is $3. It's a mac and cheese. You can have an optional side of veggies if you'd like. Otherwise, if we give you a bowl, it's $4. So that's it.
Some people listening might say $4. That's amazing. How, presumably with the overheads that you do have, even though you're minimizing those, how can you make that a business that is going to be sustainable? What I mean, I know it's early days yet, but you've obviously done the maths on this.
Yeah, no, we've thought about it for a long time. Basically, the essence of it is just to keep the food costs really low. And we do that by buying either in quite a lot of bulk, or we buy whole foods that we process ourselves. So we buy quite a lot of whole grains and mill them with our flour mill to turn them into something that can be used and like made into bread or something like that. Or we try to use waste products to keep costs low, such as like cheese whey. And yeah, we just try to keep things really simple. So we only serve one meal a day. So it doesn't take us too much time or energy to make all the food, and we don't waste too much. We're trying to serve like a lot of people at a time. So if we can serve a lot of people, then we can make enough money to survive.
I think that's an important thing to note. Like if we only serve 30 people a day, we won't be able to sustain ourselves. So we're reaching for high numbers. Like 300 would be ideal and we could grow as a business if we could reach that number.
Yeah, so it's really up to the community to recognize the point of difference there is with your food truck and to support it, given that for some, this will be perhaps their primary source of a good, healthy meal on any given day. Although I imagine that given that you've got a really interesting looking menu, you're probably going to get people from all over the place coming in and queuing up. Let's hope that that's the case. Tell us what we will find on the menu.
Oh, well, we've got, well, the first thing that we're serving this Friday is a sort of Southeast Asian inspired curry. So it's like a very fragrant coconut based curry. And that's cooked in like a chicken broth and with like plenty of veggies. And we're serving it up with some sticky rice and a sort of sweet and spicy peanut, sort of crunchy topping on top of the curry and like a tangy capsicum sauce on the side. So that's one of them. We can tell you the others if you like.
Go on. I want to know.
Sure. We've got the next meal we're doing is a Tex-Mex meal. So it's like this sort of cornbread, which is a sort of like crunchy, spongy sort of pancake-looking thing with like whole bits of corn in the middle. And it's got a bit of smoked paprika. It's really delicious. So we got that on the side, and we got some chili beans. And on top of that, we put smoked chili oil and nacho cheese that we make ourselves, and with a nice tangy salsa. We've got a pan pizza, we call it. We cook pizzas in a fry pan. And it's a sourdough pizza with smoky onion jam. Probably some kind of cheese. We're not too sure about that yet because we're still developing the meal, and it's a nice fresh salad on top. And then the other thing we got is refisa. It's a traditional Moroccan dish because Jackie spent a couple of years living in Morocco, so she learned to love a lot of Moroccan food. And it's a sort of veggie and lentil stew that's very heavily in a chicken broth. And that's with our homemade barley bread called Harsha, and it's got a caramelized onion and raisin sort of jam on top with some roasted veg and cream beans.
Gosh, every item on that list sounds absolutely amazing. And so just to repeat, you make one of those dishes available each day, and presumably do you just pop up a schedule of what you're going to be serving up on your Facebook pages and so forth?
Yep, so we'll start off this Friday with the curry, and then on Monday we'll have the Tex-Mex cornbread and beans meal. And then we also have some staples on the menu, so we always have freshly baked Irish soda bread that we use the flour we mill ourselves, and we put some really good whipped honey butter on top, and we always have the same dessert. It's a chocolate mousse that's served with a kind of like homemade cocoa puff topping and a little bit of ginger sherbet, and peanut butter fudge underneath it all.
Oh, goodness. What do we post?
So, yeah, and we have some homemade Milo drinks, too. So that's, and the kids' mac and cheese.
What do we pay for the desserts?
For the desserts, it's $3.
Just $3. That's amazing. You are launching through this really important time, the Puaka Matariki Festival. Is that significant for you?
I think significant in the way that we want to have a gathering space that's accessible for everyone to come together and celebrate in whatever ways that means to them, and to have a celebration that feels really abundant with food around and local communities are everyone's welcome.
And just about like sharing and spreading food to everyone in the community is pretty important. I think it's quite fitting for Matariki.
Kind of extending generosity, I think, is the biggest.
Yeah, because we're also giving away free meals on Matariki opening, so also kind of fitting with it.
Well, tell us more about your opening day. Where will you be and from what time?
So it's this Friday, and it's 3:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. or until we run out, because we're not too sure how many people will turn up.
South Dunedin Community Network, which is right off of King Edward Street in the center of South Dunedin, and people can come, bring your own bowl, and take it home or take it to wherever you'd like to eat, or you can actually eat inside the space for free, no additional cost. We'll set it up cafe style. We'll have free tea so you can hang out, and I think there will be, you know, some like coloring pages that are Matariki themed and little things like that.
In general, what will be your hours?
It will be the same, so 3:30 to 8 p.m. Mondays and Fridays.
All
right. 2 days a week.
2 days a week.
Yep. Same spot.
It's going to be so interesting to see how this goes for you. Just seems amazing that you're doing this for your community. Obviously, you've done the numbers and you're doing it for yourselves as well in terms of seeing whether an enterprise like this can really take hold. Wouldn't it be lovely to think that that there'd be more of these, that you could potentially grow this? Is that even on your radar at the moment?
It definitely is, but we do need to. I think the thing that we're really just trying to focus at the moment is getting enough people to turn up. And if we're getting people to turn up and people really getting on board with the idea, then I think there's plenty of room for growth in the future.
We've right. also talked about, if this model works, how awesome would it be to share it with other people who want to implement something like this and help people develop like menu items for cheap and help people set up a business for cheap? Because it takes a lot of thought. And since we've thought a lot about it, it'd be cool to share around if it works.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we think this is a community initiative. So we probably aren't looking to be a nationwide, you know, franchise thing. That's not really our jam, but we would really love to help people set it up if this works.
Absolutely brilliant.
Our own communities, yeah.
Liam Arthur and Jackie Bannon from Dunedin Bowling Club. That's the name of the food truck launching on the 24th. Thanks, both of you, for taking some time to join us here on ORFM. We wish you all the best with this. And now that you've been through the menu for me, I can guarantee that you'll be seeing me there with my bowl. And just a reminder, you take your own and you get it for $4, otherwise $5, still cheap as chips. Thanks so much for joining us here on ORFM.
Hey, cheers, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.